Fine. The UN Security Council negotiations on a draft resolution to create a UN protection force for Palestinian civilians continues behind closed doors in New York, despite growing skepticism that it would be vetoed by the United States. The Kuwaiti-sponsored draft resolution would demand the inter alia that Israel cease military reprisals and the unlawful use of force against civilians, calls for the full lifting of the blockade on Gaza and for measures to be taken to guarantee the safety and protection of the Palestinian civilian population in the occupied territories. This comes as Palestine's foreign minister earlier asked prosecutors at the International Criminal Court to launch a full investigation into allegations of Israel human rights abuses on Palestinian territory. Schoenbar's piece reports.
The referral gives the prosecutor of the ICC the legal basis to move beyond a preliminary examination of alleged crimes committed in the occupied territories that the Hague-based court started in 2015. Listen to Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
This referral is Palestine's test to the international mechanism of accountability and respect for international law. The international community created an order anchored in the values of universal human rights and respect for the law, and it created mechanisms, including the ICC, to ensure the supremacy of these values. Failing to afford the Palestinian people the same rights to justice and redress that all other people are entitled to will undermine this order and these mechanisms. Further delaying justice for Palestinian victims is also tantamount to denial of justice. And that is unacceptable. We will not allow injustice to be Palestine's destiny.
Israel has rejected the ICC move as legally invalid, arguing the court lacks jurisdiction because the Palestinian Authority is not a state, while Israel abides by international law. In New York, no clarity on where parties stand on the draft after a first round of negotiations on Monday, at least according to the UK's Deputy Ambassador Jonathan Allen.
We continue to negotiate with our colleagues in the Council, in particular to get more information about what precisely is intended by, for example, a protection mission, what that means, and we'll carry on having those negotiations.
But is it something the UK would support, a protection mission?
So, as I say, at this stage, we need to have more detail about what exactly is planned, what's proposed. That's not yet clear to me.
Non-permanent member Bolivia says it fully supports the Palestinian moves at the ICC and the Kuwaiti draft, but Ambassador Sasha Sergio Laurenti Solis had choice words for the United States.
The difference between what do I expect and what will happen, we expect from every single member state to uphold the international law, to comply with the resolutions of the Security Council, but it seems that they believe that they are above international law.
He also said they hope to have the resolution put to a vote sooner rather than later. But these will be tough negotiations given the current US administration's defense of any criticism directed at Israel by the Security Council. A statement by Israel's ambassador Danny Danon called the Kuwaiti draft dangerous, and that only reinforces the terror regime of Hamas that oppresses and threatens the residents of Gaza and the security of Israeli citizens. I'm Sherman Bryce-Pease in New York.